This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, 7th July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. A warm evening across Israel tonight. Clear skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, while Haifa enjoys a gentle breeze. Perfect for a stroll as temperatures remain mild. Here are today's headlines. First, in the past hour, Ynet reports a Qatari LNG tanker may explode after an Iranian missile strike in Hormuz. A fire broke out in the engine room near Oman. A Saudi oil tanker was also damaged. Also, Israel Hayom reports that for the third time in less than 24 hours, Iran attacked a tanker in the Strait of Hormuz. This follows a missile hitting a vessel after an earlier strike on a Saudi tanker. Also this hour, Jerusalem Post reports Rahm Emanuel met with Herzog, calling for a historic agreement on the Israeli-Palestinian future. Emanuel noted the potential for Arab states to support regional stability. Separately, Forward highlights an artist reconnecting with Judaism through his work. Bruce David's psychedelic lithograph depicts the entire Torah, aiming to inspire others. And finally, Axios reveals Netanyahu asked Trump to rein in Erdogan ahead of the NATO summit. Netanyahu opposes selling weapons systems that would modernize Turkey's air force. From X, the latest. Al Arabiya English reports that Syrian President Ahmed al-Shara, speaking with French President Emmanuel Macron, hopes for an active French role in halting Israeli escalations. Macron urged Syria to maintain stability despite recent bombings. Joe Roberts, a political commentator, urges a national conversation on why men accused of misconduct often retain power. He emphasizes the need for change in political culture. Ziad Asali, MD, reflecting on U.S.-Israel relations, suggests the special relationship is over. He warns that Israel may not be prepared for the coming shifts in diplomatic dynamics. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the maritime tensions, Ynet reports that the Iranian missile strike in the Strait of Hormuz has heightened fears of an explosion on the Qatari LNG tanker Al-Rekayat. This follows another attack damaging a Saudi tanker, intensifying concerns over the security of key shipping routes. The implications could further strain relations in the Gulf region, impacting global oil markets. Turning to diplomatic efforts, the Jerusalem Post reports Rahm Emanuel's meeting with President Herzog. Emanuel emphasized the need for a diplomatic framework that intertwines Israel's security with Palestinian self-determination and regional stability. His call for a historic agreement highlights ongoing international interest in resolving the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Meanwhile, Axios reveals Netanyahu's request to Trump regarding Erdogan. As the NATO summit approaches, Netanyahu's plea to stop Turkey from modernizing its air force reflects ongoing tensions between Israel and Turkey. This move could impact future diplomatic and military alignments within NATO. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports changes for El Al frequent flyers. The Fly Card program has transitioned to IsraCard, affecting cardholders' benefits. Frequent flyers should check their points and benefits as the transition progresses. Separately, CTEC notes that Amnon Shashua is leaving AI21 after 9 years. This follows significant layoffs and a strategic shift at the AI startup, one of Israel's best funded. His departure marks a significant change for the company. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reports NVIDIA has expanded operations by opening a new development center in Be'er Sheva. The facility, already employing over 150 workers, is set to grow further, bolstering the tech sector in the region. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 7 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.